Does it seem to you like the holiday season is in full swing already? I saw somebody taking a Christmas tree home the day before Thanksgiving. Lights are up all over the place. Hanukkah has already begun and ends on Monday. Little doubt now about what month we're in, but just in case, here's Matt Costa.
It's such a cold December. Such a cold December. It's so cold.
While Matt goes and puts more clothing on, let's talk about the arts. Our first Friday Arts segment invites arts organizations by email to phone in with news of events coming in the month ahead. There's a lot of events in a typical December, but we haven't had one of those in 2 years now. So let's hear what is out there when a phone line opens up. And I will tell you, 800-838-3760 is how you contact us to add to the collection of stuff you'll hear today, starting with Steve at the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. And at the New Zone Gallery, located at 110 East 11th, on the corner of East 11th and Oak, in downtown Eugene, we are having our December events. They include our featured artist, Ralph Huber, who is doing a show called Turning Into Tools. This is a statement about child labor from the late 1800s to the early 1900s, a wonderful statement of a show. We have Rebecca Lamont. She is our spotlight artist, and she'll have a collection of past work. In the Klausmeier Room, we'll have Barbara Baklarova and her show, The Beautiful, The Strange, and The Imagined. The opening reception will be tonight on the first Friday. Starts at 5:30. We'll have music by Pyro, great danceable. We have lots of space for that, too. We'll have beverages from Manifest Brewery and Sundance Wine Cellars. Also, during the month of December, every Wednesday evening, we will have our live drawing sessions. That starts at 6, and that's $8 per session. During the third Thursday, we'll have our drum circle around our Temple of Zone. And on the last Friday, we will have Photography of Oregon and their photographic film series. We are again, located at 110 East 11th, and we're open every day, noon to 6. You can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org. I wish to wish all our friends and fans from Jeffrey Public Radio Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy New Year, Happy Holidays. Just be happy.
Happy art all around at newzonegallery.org, and we're already linked to it from jeffexchange.org. Always interesting artists. I'm glad you put this stuff out there, and I'm glad you call us on the Jefferson Exchange, Steve. Good to have you here on First Friday Arts. That opens up a phone line at 800-838-3760 as we welcome Michael and Talent from the Siskiyou Singers. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Good morning. Siskiyou Singers is going to be presenting another virtual concert, holiday concert, celebrating hope and spirit in the 2021 holiday season. It's going to premiere on Friday, next Friday, December 10th, on the choir's website, siskiyousingers.org, and you can view it at any time after that. Obviously, Siskiyou Singers, which is now in its 39th year here in the Rogue Valley, is accustomed to performing live in front of audiences, but the pandemic has changed that. We had hopes that we would be doing live performances again this fall, but Delta changed the equation, so we're back using online tools to create virtual concerts. And for this concert, our director, Mark Reppert, has collected a whole collection of pieces that are basically about joy and hope and looking forward to spring and a new dawn, a new season. So the repertoire ranges from a 15th century Middle English lyric poem called Lule My Liking that Gustav Holst composed, all the way up to jazz arrangements of Winter Wonderland and It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. So the concert is sweeping, and I think that people are really going to find it engaging and uplifting. The choir will end the concert with our traditional pieces, Silent Night, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. And we look forward to having people check out our concert.
All right. I'm glad you shared the details of how this is going on. It's been interesting to watch the splits because some people are sticking with virtual and some people are going in person, but it seems to be a venue-by-venue decision at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, as I said, we had hopes that this would be a live performance. We had to shift in September. We are now hoping to do our spring concert at SOU, and fingers crossed on that. But we're going to keep making music regardless. Next year is our 40th anniversary, and we have big plans, and we're looking forward to seeing smiling faces in the audience again.
All right, siskiyousingers.org, already linked from our website at jeffexchange.org. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's move on down the line. Phone line open at 800-838-3760 as we welcome Brian and Talent from Camelot Theater. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Good morning, Jeffrey. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Doing well, getting into the holidays here. And at Camelot Theater, we just opened last week our winter musical, which is Elf the Musical, based on the 2003 film starring Will Ferrell. And it's a great family show. It's about Buddy the Elf, who doesn't realize he's human. He was raised by elves at the North Pole, and once he realizes that he's human, he treks to New York City to find his real father. And once he gets to the city, he realizes that New York has lost its Christmas spirit. So it's his quest to bring that back and to save Christmas. So we have a couple of special matinees on Christmas Eve, and I believe that one is almost sold out. There might be a few seats left, but it went pretty fast. We also have a special matinee on New Year's Eve as well, but the show runs through the 31st of this month, so still some seats available for that. So we're very excited about that show. And just a couple of months ago, we did announce our 40th season, which starts in January, and we'll kick that off with our Spotlight series. First show of the year is Spotlight on Bobby Darin. We also have Spotlight on Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, featuring Dave Bernard in the Main Street Band, and Spotlight on Roy Orbison, starring Eric Connolly. That is a show we did about 6 or 7 years ago. It sold out very quickly, and we've had patrons asking us for years if we could bring that back, and so we are finally doing that in 2022. And our final Spotlight next year is Spotlight on Joni Mitchell. Our four musicals. We're going to start February 16th with Lerner and Lowe's Camelot, reimagined by director Gwen Overland. We also have Honeymoon in Vegas next season, as well as Catch Me If You Can. And then our winter musical next year is Matilda by Roald Dahl, author of The Charlie and the Chocolate Factory mm-hmm. book, and many, many others. For all the ticket information and all that good stuff, you can give us a call at 535-5250, or even easier, go online to CamelotTheater.org, and that is theater with an R-E. You'll also find the latest COVID-19 safety protocols for the theater as well. But that's what we have coming up at Camelot.
Brian, we have that clip you sent. Do you want to play a little bit from Elf here?
Absolutely. This is a song called Nobody Cares.
All right, let's hear that from Camelot.
Now they think I'm just passe, some dumb cliche, and it makes me wonder why I even try.
Well, nobody cares, nobody cares, nobody cares about Santa. You want to revere,
now they yank off your beard,
cause nobody cares about Santa Claus. Is this all a sign?
Is this all an awful sign?
I'm going to guess that's from the New York City part of the event.
That is from the New York City part. They're at it's a very funny scene with all the New York Santas having dinner at a Chinese restaurant, and they're lamenting about how the Christmas spirit just isn't there.
Fun stuff. Thanks for sharing it. Yeah. That is Oregon. That's Camelot Theater and Talent, where right. Broadway meets talent is the line, which is a great line. And thanks, Brian, for sending that in. Elf, of course, running through. You said the 31st.
Through December 31st, correct.
Okay, looking forward to it. Thanks so much for calling into First Friday Arts and for providing a clip as well. We move on to Val in Ashland at the Oregon Cabaret Theater, but I can also tell you a phone line is open. It's been hard to find them this morning, I get that. 800-838-3760. Hi, Val.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, yourself?
Good, I cannot believe it's December.
It's kind of crazy, isn't it? It still feels like March 2020, but let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go there. We are open as well with our holiday show. We are doing a world premiere play called Christmas Contigo, which means Christmas with you. It is about a Cuban family in Miami at Christmas time, and their daughter is coming home from law school in Berkeley and bringing home her boyfriend for the first time to meet her family. So it is a lot of comedy. It is a lot of heartfelt family moments. Like I said, it has music, but it's not a musical. It has a lot of wonderful, great music. And it is written by a past SOU student who also worked for Oregon Shakespeare Festival and has been in a play with you, right, Jeffrey?
Carlos Zen and Trujillo, yes. I'm looking really forward to seeing this, yeah.
Yes, he is so delightful and so wonderful, and we actually have him around in the building to, we have a ticket hotline for Spanish speakers if they need a Spanish-speaking person to help them out with ticket sales. We have a program in Spanish as well. It is in Spanish and English, but for us non-Spanish speakers, it is absolutely delightful and wonderful, and audiences have been leaving the theater just absolutely delighted.
Now, since we are planning on attending the show ourselves, we got an email last night. Has your COVID protocol changed somewhat?
Not since Murder on a Lynx. No, it's the same. So you have to have a vaccination card or a negative test to come into the building, as well as wear your mask. And that has been the same since September.
Okay. All right. So it was either so it's vaccination or a test, a negative test.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Just like I think every other theater in the valley is exactly the same. We all have the same policy.
Okay. I can just imagine a certain amount of flinching every time you hear about a new variant, as we have heard with Omicron lately.
Well, the good thing is that I just got my booster, and we have a 100% health record at the Oregon Cabaret, and we, as you know, have been open since before vaccinations. Mm-hmm. So we are very proud of our health record, and we're going to keep our audiences and our patrons and our staff and cast as safe as we possibly can.
All right. Well, it's you've really guys have done some amazing work in responding to what the needs of the pandemic are, and 100% safety record is quite laudable.
Yes, so far, knock on wood. I'm sure there's going to be some colds and flus going around in the wintertime, but we also are, mask wearing helps a lot with that.
It does indeed. It does indeed. And the mask's on, except when you're eating or drinking, right?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Yes. Oregon Cabaret Theater, always good to hear from Val on First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. A couple of phone lines open now at 800-838-3760, as we welcome Susan from Collaborative Theater Project in Medford. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well, yourself?
Great. We are really, really thrilled to have opened last week also with our production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. So I would like to share a little bit of information about that with everybody. It's a fantastic show. It's not a musical, but it has an incredible musical underscoring, which was actually created by Madison Hamilton, whom you may know.
I'm looking right at him.
Yeah, I know. She did an amazing job. It's just beautiful. We've got puppets. We've got gymnastics. We've got epic battles. It's kind of, everything you wanted to see as a child, and even more so you can delight in it as an adult. And so we run that through January 2nd. It's the classic C.S. Lewis story of the Lion Aslan, who comes back to Narnia to defeat the White Witch, and has a cast of wonderful actors who are adept at transforming themselves into animals, and the Pevensey children come into the wardrobe, and they find all of these creatures, and they battle along with Aslan to save Narnia and become the kings and queens of Narnia. So it's fantasy, and it's just really fun. We also, I heard you talking to Val, we are also following the COVID protocols, vax card or a negative COVID test within 72 hours of coming into the theater, because we, along with them, have been operating all through the pandemic before vaccines, and we're also like really happy that we haven't had any issues, and we plan on keeping it that way.
I'm glad we're getting a chance to catch up on this, because I didn't want to make it seem like everybody's just going, hey, it's all over, let's all go back to,
no,
it's not like that.
And it's stressful for all of us. I hope your listeners can understand that this is not something that theater operators really want to do to anyone. It's something that we take very seriously, the responsibility of keeping our unmasked actors safe and keeping our crew safe as well. And so it's just not, it's not because we want to be mean to anybody, but we want to be here for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. And this is the way that we can make sure that we can continue. So thanks to our patrons who do respect that, because they do. And anyway, the show is great. It's lots of fun, and it's colorful. And we're just having a ball doing it, because it's just that fantasy kind of thing. So if you want to see some fun effects and really neat kind of visuals and, you know, actors becoming beavers and leopards and a lion, come on to Collaborative Theater Project. We're located in 555 Medford Center. Our shows for 2022 are up on our website, and we will be opening in February with Triumph of Love, directed by Todd Nielsen, followed by Lauren Blair's directing of Peter and the Starcatcher, and we've got a great 2022 season. So catch us in December. We run through January 2nd, and get ready for another wonderful year ahead.
Okay.
And thank you guys for putting this on the air, because this gives us a voice, and it's really appreciated.
We're glad to provide the platform at 800-838-3760 with three phone lines open. Collaborative Theater Project is at ctpmedford.org, already linked from our website at jeffexchange.org. And we welcome now Barbara in Yreka from the Liberty Arts Gallery. Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. Good to be here. And running from December 3rd tonight through January 7th, we have an opening reception from 5 till 7 p.m. at Liberty Arts in downtown Yreka. That's on West Minor Street. Our new exhibit is Trillium. And listeners may recognize the name. It's a three-petaled wildflower native to the Pacific Northwest. And this show presents the work of three Northwestern artists. They like to feel that they're blending their three artistic voices together here. We have Catherine Kane, who is based in San Jose, and she's exhibiting a selection here of monotype prints. She's a master printmaker. They're absolutely gorgeous. They are botanical. They are plant impressions with veils of translucent color and lithographic printing on Japanese Koso paper. They really are fabulous and colorful, and we just really need that with all the fog and dullness. They're very sort of wakening you up. Mm-hmm. Okay, we were surprised to see how colorful and lively just botanical pieces could be, and quite large, too. And offsetting this series are paintings by Siskiyou County's artist Jennifer Pentrack. She has a wonderful series inspired by people she holds dear. Each one is a family member or friends, and they are wonderful to see. They're full of gesture and personality. And the third artist is Dan Torquemada, and he is a woodturner from Mount Shasta, and he was previously a fish and wildlife investigator who turned to wood turning as therapy after a health crisis. And he's brought his knowledge of local woods and nature into these remarkable pieces. He even works with manzanita, which is found abundantly in Mount Shasta and usually avoided by woodturners because apparently its root balls are full of dirt and rocks, so it's very difficult to work with. And something I've never seen before, I saw it there yesterday, a couple of his exhibits feature electrocuted wood. I hadn't heard of it, and I looked up to see what it was. It's an amazing process where you shoot high voltage into the piece of wood, the slice of wood, and it produces a fern-like pattern. It's often seen on the skin of people who've been struck by lightning. Most remarkable to see it on wood. And coinciding with our opening is a downtown event in downtown Yreka called Sip and Stroll, with art and poetry and dance performances. So that's going on this evening too, so you get a full whammy of art stuff going on in Wairika. And Liberty Arts is open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 4 p.m.
All right, and it is at libertyartswairika.org and linked from our website at jeffexchange.org. Thanks so much, Barbara. Here is Ashland Gallery Association.
Hey everyone, it's Paige Gerhard, Marketing Coordinator for the Ashland Gallery Association. I'm thrilled to share a diverse array of wonderful art exhibitions this month, all of which are included in this week's First Friday Art Walk. Hanson Howard Gallery's 2021 Gallery Artists Gift Salon has been specially curated to offer a variety of diverse options that are perfect for the gift-giving season. From fun to reverent, small and large, 2D and 3D, the gallery is featuring artwork from many of their artist members. Gallery hours are Thursday through Saturday from 12 to 5 and Sunday from 12 to 4. As Art and Soul Gallery comes to a final close after 23 incredible years, the community is invited to say goodbye, pick up business cards from each of their favorite artists, and start or finish some of that holiday shopping. On December 3rd, during First Friday Art Walk, artists will be present all day from 10 to 7 to chat and mingle. Chocolates will be available for everyone to enjoy as well. Gallery hours are Sunday, Tuesday, and Wednesday from 12 to 4, and Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 5. This month, Ashland Artworks is showcasing a plethora of unique handmade artwork that is perfect for the holidays, featuring all of their local artist members. Ashland Artworks includes a total of 4 galleries and 1 sculpture garden, all centrally located in one place. Gallery hours are Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 3. Gallery Caron is showcasing the work of over 30 artists. They specialize in featuring African and Asian artwork, several different jewelry styles, and local poetry books for those who love to read. They even have a very famous collection of stuffed animals for both children and adults to enjoy. On December 3rd, during First Friday Art Walk, candy and treats will be served alongside the presence of Dan Fellman. Gallery Caron was rated top 5 galleries in Southern Oregon, so don't forget to stop by. Hours are Tuesday through Saturday from 11 to 5. Thank you so much for listening, and happy First Friday.
We are not done with First Friday Arts yet. December, as I mentioned, chock full of arts events, and so we still have a couple of calls left to take and can take a couple of more at 800-838-3760. As we turn to Mike at the Brit Festival, it's kind of cold and quiet on the hill out there, Mike.
It is cold and quiet, and what I've got to mention is, of course, for next summer. But before I dive into that, I do have something that's happening this coming Sunday, December 5th, 1 o'clock p.m. It is going to be held on Facebook, the Musical America Awards. You just go search Musical America on Facebook and you'll find their page. Mm-hmm. The reason we want to put this out there is that we're very proud of Teddy Abrams. He's our conductor and our musical director for the Brit Festival Orchestra. He is receiving the Conductor of the Year Award, which is just an amazing award for him he's earned it.
Yeah.
But just wanted to put that out there. Tune in at 1 o'clock on Sunday and we'll all be there cheering him on.
Musical America Awards. I'll have to footnote that on the website.
Beyond that, the reason that I'm bringing up next summer is we do have something announced for next year, and it'd be a great gift for the music fan or the Brit fan in your life. It's the Best of Brit benefit, which is a whole evening starting at 5 o'clock, and we're pairing that with the Happy Together Tour.
Happy Together. Hey, that rings a bell. Let's play that clip. Here's the Turtles doing Happy Together. So when does the Happy Together Tour come to Britain?
That's coming on Tuesday, July 12th.
Hang on, I'm going to bring the music down a little bit. Tuesday, July 12th.
Tuesday, July 12th, It's featuring the Turtles, as we should have guessed, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Association, the Vogues, and the Cowsills. We're fitting that in with an evening of food on the Hill. We cover the Hill with restaurants offering their foods and wineries offering tastings. And for those beer lovers, we've got beer too. And then we have an auction with all sorts of really great Brit-centric kinds of packages. And then follow that up with, six bands in a row hitting all of their hits. It's just going to be a fun night. And like I said, this would be a great Christmas gift for your music fan in your life.
All right. Well, good way to get some attention for Brit in a season when things are not happening on the Hill out there in Jacksonville.
Yep.
All right, Mike, good to talk to you as always, and a happy holiday season to you.
Thanks, and happy holidays to you too, Jeff.
You bet. First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Looks like our final call will be Hyla at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Welcome back to the Exchange.
Hi, Jeffrey. Thanks. excuse me. The exciting news that we have is that we still have the wonderful exhibit called Reclaim Creations, and will be open on First Friday. The exhibit has been so well received. We've had an unprecedented amount of visitors. It's a really fascinating group of sculptures. They're all animals in motion, and they're made of plastic utensils that you would find in your kitchen or home. There's things like plastic fire helmets, shoehorns, combs, brushes, eyeglasses, hangers, you name it. And they're put together on an armature, and there's polar bears and jellyfish and cormorants and dolphins. There's a whale, and even inside the whale, there's a secret that the artists put in. The whale has eaten a fish, and if you look carefully, you can see it. So the artist is Sayaka Gans. She was born in Japan, and she has the Shinto belief that everything has a soul and a spirit, and that if you throw it away before its time, it will weep in the garbage can. So she's created these wonderful things out of objects that normally would go to Goodwill or the garbage or the trash, and it's just joyful. We have a scavenger hunt, and you can get the clipboard and the hunt and look around and find the different objects that are listed in the scavenger hunt. And it kind of really gives you an impression of what you have in your house that you don't really need.
I did not realize that pasta scoops could be so versatile, but it's just amazing what she's done with these things.
It really is. And then we've darkened the museum, and we've added theatrical lighting, so there's some motion going on. The jellyfish blink on and off, and it's just really fun to be in a museum and have a conversation about jellyfish, you know?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
So the other thing is our gallery downstairs, Gallery 1, is full of lovely Christmas treats. The artists get together and they create ornaments and wonderful one-of-a-kind gifts. And it's a great place to go shopping because you can find something for everybody. So, and then tonight is the tree lighting in Grants Pass, which is just three doors down from us. So there's no excuse to not come and just have a good time.
All right. Sounds great. That is gpmuseum.com, probably the easiest website to remember of any we ever talked to. And it is linked
right
from our website as well at jeffexchange.org. Hyla, happy holidays, and thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Oh, thanks. You too.
All right. Take care. We'll go out of this First Friday Arts as we came in with an assist from Matt Costa, singer-songwriter from Huntington Beach, California. This is a remarkably upbeat-sounding song for its subject matter. This is Cold December.
I've been waiting, pacing along the halls ever since you left here. I've been cleaning, scrubbing the plates and weeding out the garden, dear. I can't fall asleep to your mystery slowly blowing from the shore. I have not failed to be what you'd expect of me, swallowing glass just to stay pure. All the birds are heading down south, but you're staying up north, you say. I've got jackets, blankets, and sheets. It's going to be a cold December. It could be warm, you
Such a cold December. It's so cold.